علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are now starting a new sermon, and that is sermon number 16. Where Imam Ali alayhi salam speaks about the governance program that he had in mind, the type of the details, and you can say the general organizational structure and program that he had in mind for governing. And this is a very important sermon and has a lot of important lessons for us to take into consideration, and it can be a source of inspiration for finding out how we can, as Muslims, be able to structure our systems in a way that will cause us to achieve our destination as a community. Imam Ali alayhi salam starts this sermon by saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Dhimmati bima aqulu rahinatun wa ana bihi za'im. He says that the thing that I'm going to speak about right now, what I will speak at the moment, is going to lead me to bear of heavy responsibility. I'm going to be, encapsulated by a halo of duty, dutifulness, because of this. Statement that I'm going to say, wa ana bihi za'im, and I am definitely a guarantor for the statements that I'm going to say.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the governance program of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that special setup that Imam Ali alayhi salam had in mind for governance. This is a sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam speaks at the very beginning, at the onset of his governance. You can say this was kind of an inauguration speech where he came and he actually gives some very important pointers. And the way he starts this sermon, whereby he says, Dhimmati bima aqulu rahina, that my shoulders are going to be, engaged by a very heavy responsibility because of what I'm going to say. And I am a guarantor for what I'm going to speak and for the words that I'm going to, release from my mouth today and what I'm going to speak about. In other words, Imam Ali alayhi salam is very serious, and this seriousness can be seen from the very start of his sermon. And then he goes on to say other statements, but inshallah we are going to talk about those other statements in the future. Now, this, of course, we are going to discuss a certain specific part, and the sermon is quite long. Inshallah, if we get the opportunity, we'll try to speak about the important sections that are going to be relevant for this topic. The whole scenario about this sermon is a very important scenario. As I said, because this is one scenario, that this is a situation, or this is a sermon that Imam Ali gives at the very onset and the very start of his governance, amongst thousands of people, a huge crowd that was present in front of him. And this is how he begins it, with a special responsibility, with a sense of responsibility, with a promise, and a kind of a covenant that he gives to himself, that that this is, and of course, this covenant and this special heavy tone with which he starts is actually because of some of the very important things that he's going to say in the sermon, which is to do with certain general principles that govern the universe, that govern the sociological life and the social structure of societies.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are continuing with our discussion on the program of governance that Imam Ali alayhi salam had in mind during the governance that he had. We say that Imam Ali alayhi salam at the start of this sermon says, "Dhimmati bima aqulu rahina wa ana bihi za'im," that my shoulders are now engaged with a heavy responsibility, and I am a guarantor for what I am going to say. These words are normally spoken when someone is going to start something very heavy, something very powerful, something very important, as if someone who has programmed a certain event, you know, at the start of the event, when he comes up with such a statement, he wants to now show the importance, and he wants to make it clear to the people that he's going to do what he's saying, to grant them a certain peace of heart that this, what he's going to, what he's speaking about, is really going to happen, and he's going to follow up the timetable properly. This is unlike, unfortunately, some of the leaders of today who speak a lot of words at their inaugural ceremonies, but they end up not doing any of them. And then he goes on to give those important parts of his program. He goes on to say, إِنَّ مَنْ صَرَّحَتْ لَهُ الْعِبَرُ عَمَّا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَثُلَاتِ حَجَزَتْهُ التَّقْوَى عَنْ تُقَحُمِ الشُّبُهَاتِ. He says that when a person for whom the different lessons that are there in front of him are clear because of certain actions, certain things that have happened before him, he has seen those things happening, those mathulat, as he says, certain events, certain occasions, certain important events in history that have happened before him, their lessons are clear for him. And because those lessons are clear for him, حَجَزَتْهُ التَّقْوَى أَن تَقَحُمِ الشُّبُهَاتِ, his piety will stop him from entering into, doubty and grey areas. He will stop himself from entering into those areas and rather stick to what is correct and what is definitely the right path. This is a very important thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about, inshallah. We're going to discuss further in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومعناه ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه